إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ونبيه ورسوله النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد, respected brothers and sisters, inshallah today we continue talking about seerah, and yesterday in the last 2 minutes when before we finished the dars we were talking about Jibreel and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I wish I could have a minute or two yesterday to finish what I wanted to finish, but unfortunately we couldn't. But inshallah today we tried to quickly give a close image on how that situation was like. And I want, as much as you can, tonight inshallah, when you, I will mention about two or three surahs inshallah, the way of thinking about them when you listen it, when you pray, would be different inshallah. I will try to tell you what I mean by the end of the dars inshallah. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he still yet doesn't know he's a prophet, even if he's seen. And he doesn't know it's an angel, does he? He went to the mountain. He's all of a sudden have seen a huge, call it this way, creature. By the way, the Prophet, even after he went down, he's not sure if this is a good or a bad thing. He was just shocked. He was just surprised. He wasn't expecting a risala, was he? He was not waiting to be a prophet one day. Oh, now there we go, I'm now a prophet. No, he wasn't. He was just there. And when this has happened, he's still not sure if this is a good thing or the bad thing. It could be shaitan, wal'ayyazu billah. It could be a jinn. It could be, he doesn't know. But again, before we go to this and before we go down from the mountain, look at the Prophet there. Look at the minute that he saw Jibreel alayhi salam. And think of it in the middle of the night. By the way, you know we talk about Laylatul Qadr. This is Laylatul Qadr. This is Laylatul Qadr. This is the night where the Quran will be revealed. This is the night we celebrate in the last 10 days in Ramadan, in the last 10 nights in Ramadan. This is the minute. This is the night. And that's why this night is very important, because the first night the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam officially announced he's a prophet. So after we said yesterday, Jibreel alayhi salam, he grabbed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the hadith, فَأَخَذَنِي, he literally grabbed him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first one was literally just hold him. And he said, "Iqra, read." And the Prophet, of course, I can't read. "Ma ana biqari," he said. I don't know how to read. And then the second time, he said, "Faghattani, faakhadani, thumma ghattani." Ghattani is more stronger than holding. Like he squeezed him this time, Jibreel alayhi salam. And he said, "Read, ya Muhammad." Then he said, "Ma ana biqari, I don't know how to read." Third time, I grabbed him again and he said, "Read," for the third time. And because in the second time, the Prophet, when he was talking to Sayyidah Khadija about this situation, he said, "Wallahi," the Prophet said, "I felt that the Prophet said, I heard the sound of my bone from the squeezing." You know when your bone, when someone squeezes you very hard and you can hear your bones bit crunching like this, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the third time he said, "What do you want me to read?" even if he doesn't read sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's why the third time said, what shall I read? And then straight away the ayah was revealed, which is اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. And that was the first ayat, and the first word has been revealed. And yesterday, again, we were asking question, why read? And I give an example of who of you was with us last year, talking about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And in Surah Taha, when Musa the first time ever was going to talk to Allah Azza wa Jal in Sinai, and Allah in Surah Taha was asking Musa something very obvious, which is, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. By the way, Musa, Allah was asking Musa, what's you hold in your hand? But hold on, does not Allah know what's in his hand? He does he? Allah knows what's exactly in Moses' hand. It's a stick. But Allah is still asking him. So, but why? You know, I used to give this as an example. You know when you go to an interview and you see a manager or someone higher up in the job, and you go for interview and you're nervous and you're worried, and you know, if the guy who interviewed you is really smart and he can see that you're nervous, he will start to ask you easy questions. He will say, like, what's your name? That's a nice shirt. What color that shirt is? Even if you can see it. Because of the situation. And this is exactly what Allah Azza wa Jalla is doing with his prophet. Because the situation is too much, it's too hot, is like we can't even imagine it. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla asking Musa, what's in your hand, dear Musa? It's an easy question, isn't it? And Musa straight away, look at the rest of the ayat. That's my stick. I look after sheep and I use it to stand on it. And hold on, Musa, I only ask what's in your hand. I didn't ask what you do with it. But he was happy. The same principle Allah was using with Musa alayhi salam is the same as with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even with Jibreel. So when Jibreel asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read, does it mean go and learn how to read? Think about it. Like if you're in the, like I won't say you're in a situation, but when the Jibreel told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read, ya Muhammad. Just read whatever I'm going to tell you. But the Prophet never learned. Even 20 years after this one, was doing an agreement with Quraysh. He was writing an agreement, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, min Muhammad Rasulillah, from Muhammad, the messenger of Allah. Then the Kafirin said, we never accept you as a messenger. Then the Prophet called Sayyidina Ali, say, come ya Ali, arineeha, show me where is Rasulullah here so I can delete it. He doesn't even know where is it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he doesn't know how to read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even 20 years after this incident. I'm just proving to you, the Prophet all his life, he didn't even know how to read or write, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why read? And here's the point, brothers and sisters. Every prophet Allah Azza wa Jal send it to the human, every prophet, he will send it for his own, with the famous thing the people are used to do. For example, Musa, when he been sent to the pharaohs was famous about magic, mummification, then he sent him magic with a stick to be a snake, with the hit the sea, it will be split, you know? This is what they used to do. Isa alayhi salam is the same thing. He used to go to someone who had a sickness in his skin. All what he had to do, put his hand, no cream, no medication, and straight away he will be okay. For this ummah, with the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there's no other prophet coming after that. What will happen? Read knowledge. This is the miracle will be. This ummah, no more Moses' stick, no more Noah's ark, no more miracles from the miracle who are going to change the events. All what you need to do, and this is the message was for the entire ummah, go and read. That's why the first word ever in Quran, read. Seek for knowledge. Because right now, what is this ummah, or what is the entire world now famous for? Science, reading, knowledge. Imagine if that wasn't even mentioned for that prophet. For the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Quran is work for every time and every place till the day of judgment, and that's why it will work for this time. Because right now science is number one. Science and working hard, planning, reading, work. That's it. No more. We can't sit anymore and say, "I'm waiting for a miracle to happen." No, it won't work. The time of this miracle is gone. That's why read is very important, and that's why it was the first word. But someone might ask, like, hold on, what? But the Prophet never learned how to read. And this is a miracle. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who never read and write, the one who teaches the entire human being. How many books has been written about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Millions. Millions. Only for 23 years he's been a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a miracle. And this is why the first word ever revealed in the Quran is read. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. But then what happened? The Prophet was sweat. He was shaking. So what happened in this second, after the first surah has been, not even the surah, it was ayat, not the entire surah has been revealed. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. And then Jibreel disappeared. So this is exactly what happened. So the Prophet was saying, he was listening to the word, he repeated it after Jibreel alayhi salam for like what? Less than a minute, yes. And then he disappeared. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam take 1 hour and a half, he take it for almost half the time, running down the mountain, all the way, 3 miles, all the way to who? Sayyida Khadija. And we all know what the first famous word he was saying. Zammiluni, zammiluni. Zammiluni means cover me. It was in the night. It was a winter. And he was sweating and he was scared and he was trembling. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was telling his wife, cover me. I'm very cold. And that's why ayyuhal muzzammil coming after that. Zammiluni, zammiluni. Then cover me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went in straight away to his wife. And the obvious question, what happened? Where have you been and what happened? Say, I was, as every day usual, in Hira, in the cave. And he told her all the story. 1, 2, 3, this is what happened. I've seen someone, he doesn't know what that is. I've seen a creature who was huge and he squeezed me. And he raised me 3 times, and he was asking me to read. And they repeated some words after him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, when I was listening to those, to the story, when I read about it, and subhanAllah, I keep thinking of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one we all owe him. He is the one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went through all this by himself, all alone. For us to just born a Muslim, just like that. Just what do we do in our life to gain Islam? What did we do? I would say the right answer is, or the simple answer is, nothing. We didn't. We just born and we find our parents Muslim, we became Muslim. But him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order for this Islam to come to you very easy, wallahi, he works very hard. And we haven't even started seerah yet, brothers and sisters. We haven't. This is probably the start of the seerah. Before that was a normal human being, and we talk about his experience. And maybe from yesterday, we talk about, like I said, he doesn't even know he's a prophet yet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told Sayyida Khadija, as Sayyida Khadija straight away, and she told him, Wallahi lan yukhzika Allah abadan. Look at the supportive wife, Sayyida Khadija. You look after your family, Muhammad. Allah will never let you down. That's what she told him. You look after your family. You look after the poor people. You respected the small and the elderly and the children and the youngs. So you give a charity, and Muhammad, Allah will never let you down. That can't be. That might. She doesn't know what that is, but she giving her idea. She trying to support him because he was really shaking, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then straight away she told him, you know what? I know someone can help us. Anybody knows? MashaAllah. 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 Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Who is Waraqa ibn Nawfal? Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he's a 95 years old guy. 95 years. And he's a Christian. He is a Christian. He is the only Christian in exist in Mecca. And he believed, and he spent all his life reading about Torah and reading about Christianity and reading about any some other religious way he used to be with the Roman and Greek. He spent all his life reading. And he was life by the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being revealed or receiving the message. And he was the cousin of Zayda Khadija. And she took him, and they went straight away to Warqa. Knock in the door, get in. Yabn Am, my cousin, my husband has something to tell you. The Prophet scanned, he went in, he sat opposite Warqa ibn Nawfal, and he started telling him the story. This is what happened to me. I went there, and I saw this creature, and this is what happened, and this is what he told me. And the time he was saying what happened to him, Waraqa ibn Nawfal sometimes laughing and sometimes shaking his head and sometimes getting surprised. And he let the Prophet to finish. And after he finished, by the way, that meeting between the Prophet and Waraqa, if there was a time, it hasn't exceeded 10 minutes, just to be clear. Because when you read about this, some Christian will say, oh, the Prophet first learning was from a Christian. No, it wasn't. Because I read it, I saw it when I was preparing. No, it wasn't. It was 10 minutes. It was literally 10 minutes. And he told him four sentences. All what he said, Waraqa ibn Nawfal to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Muhammad, if what you told me was the truth, if what happened to you was the truth, you, the last messenger, and been sent from Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the first thing he said. The second thing is, what you have seen up there, what you call a creature, his name is An-Namus al-A'zam. And the Namus al-A'zam, this is particular word in the Christianity, it means Jibreel alayhi salam. What you have seen up there, this is Jibreel, that's an angel, Ya Muhammad. Imagine the Prophet listened to this. I am a Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take this second, take this minute. I am the last Prophet. I am better than everyone before me. Before Isa, he doesn't know all these names yet, by the way. But I am a prophet. He doesn't know. This is the first time he can literally hear it, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he listened to it. Yes. And the third thing he said is, just to be aware, Ya Muhammad, your people will be move you out of Mecca. And say, why? He doesn't know yet. He said, well, Waraqa will try to tell him. Waraqa told Waraqa ibn Nawfal, it was 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but he told him what will happen in 23 years on his life. Sooner or later, your people from Mecca will move you out of Mecca. Because nobody came was about you to bring unless he had a lot of enemy. Which you will have an enemy, Ya Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the meeting is over. The meeting with Waraqa ibn Nawfal is over. That's it. It hasn't gone on. Honestly, 10, 15 minutes, take maximum. If you're going to put a time to it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took the words from Waraqa ibn Nawfal. I will move on quickly because I have only 4 minutes. He moved again. But hold on. He hasn't officially heard it, has he? He only heard it from a human as him. From Waraqa ibn Nawfal. He's like, let's say he's 95%. 95% knows that he's a prophet. He's not 100% yet. Unless he had heard it from Jibreel alayhi salam, yeah? He's not. So, 2 days later, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam revealed himself to him again, and he came with the first four surah has been revealed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one was, Iqra, we get this. The second one, Ya ayyuhal muzammil. The third one, يا أيها المدسر. And the fourth one, سورة الفاتحة. This is the first four surah has been revealed on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember this, brother and sister. The first one was اقرأ. The second one, يا أيها المدسر. The third one, يا أيها المدسر. The fourth one, سورة الفاتحة. And now he got four surahs. And then the revelation, 5 months later, nothing. And I will finish with this one. 5 months, no wahi. 5 months, no Jibreel. And even to the minute the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will start feel doubt, was like, Allahu Akbar, did Allah give up on me? Have I done something wrong? Wallahi, the Prophet was asking himself, why 5 months and no revelation, no wahi, no Jibreel? 5 months. Till what happened? The sixth surah was being revealed, which is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal-duha, wal-layli idha saja, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Allah never give you up, ya Muhammad. Don't worry. See, surah al-duha, this is the reason for surah al-duha. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala, wa al-akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. Do you remember, ya Muhammad? You remember, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. You were just an orphan and look after you. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. You think we gave you up? No, ya Muhammad, we didn't give you up. صلى الله عليه وسلم. I will finish here today, inshallah. And tomorrow we'll carry on with the seerah because of the adhan. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.